Barbie dolls. But her sister stole two.
It's mid-morning at Thew Elementary School in Tempe, and a group of kindergartners are diving into the world of basic math.
How many dolls did Keely have left?
This class of about 20 kids is bustling. Some students have paired up to play educational games, others are putting puzzles together, and about six are sitting remarkably still for this lesson in subtraction. The key phrase here is sitting still. If you ask kindergarten teacher Tracy Valenzuela just down the hall, that's an important skill kids don't just naturally have. It has to be learned.
And when kids have that readiness to learn, they know how to sit, they know how to listen, even for short amounts of time, they absorb better.
While Valenzuela says it is possible for parents of 3- and 4-year-olds to teach their kids these skills, they often fall short, meaning when students get to her in kindergarten or even first grade, which is the first year of mandatory school attendance in Arizona, students often have to play catch-up.
We're expected to have them be able to read by the end of the school year. It's catch-up all the time.
And fully catching up, she says, only gets harder as kids get older. So how do you prevent this type of skills gap? Many education advocates say the best way is preschool. The trouble is, according to census data, only 38% of Arizona's 3- and 4-year-olds are enrolled in some sort of program. Officials in Tempe used some grant funding to investigate those numbers further and found that in their city,
2/3 of our students are not meeting kindergarten readiness benchmarks.
That's Tempe City Councilman David Shapira. He says what's more,
1/3 of our 3- and 4-year-olds are below 200% of federal poverty level.
Shapira explained those numbers played a large role in the city's formation of a 2-year pilot program known as Tempe Free Pre, or free full-day preschool for up to 360 kids from low-income families. Shapira introduced the plan to City Council in early 2015.
The short-term impacts are, if you do a full-day, full-year, high-quality program like we're planning to do, it allows families to get back into the job market who may not already be there.
Over the next 2 years, officials will be working with researchers at Arizona State University to determine if the program is making an impact and should be continued. City leaders say the metrics haven't been officially set yet, but should include things like kindergarten readiness, i.e. how well students know their letters, shapes, numbers, and colors, and other factors including child and family stress levels and changes to income.
We have some work to do in Arizona in terms of ensuring that all kids are exposed to quality educational environment as 3- and 4-year-olds, whether it's at home or in a school.
Rebecca Gao is the director of Stand for Arizona Children, a local education advocacy group. She says in addition to the fact that a majority of state 3- and 4-year-olds aren't going to preschool, not all programs are high quality.
Preschool has a really important impact on kids entering the rest of the K-12 system and ensuring that they're going to have a successful pathway to reading by third grade.
When it comes to Tempe's pilot program, she says it's still too early to pass judgment. But Stand for Arizona Children does say it has some strong, quote, high quality components, like being all day and year round. As for Tempe City Councilmember David Shapira, he says after spending years trying to get efforts like this passed at the state level, he's excited a local jurisdiction was able to approve it.
And I feel very fortunate to have landed on a city council where a majority of the members felt like this is a priority, and it's Tempe's job, it's our job to do something about this.
Tempe Free Pre will cost the city about $6 million over 2 years. That money will be pulled from Tempe's restricted funds account, which is fed by revenue the city makes from land it sells and leases to developers. The city is just now starting to hire teachers for the program, and the first set of pre-kindergartners will start class in the fall. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, reporting from Tempe.